Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, it's been quite an experience here in Salt Lake City. We just had Donald Trump come to Salt Lake City on the elections, and I guess Donald Trump somehow created some kind of riot that was going on here in Salt Lake City last night. And it's very interesting what's going on in politics. You know, I think one of the biggest things, the reason why, and I was just talking to you about this before, the reason why we're having all these riots is because people are not ready to hear the truth. And it was just like when Jesus spoke out to the crowds, they all wanted to stone him because they started hearing the truth about, you know, the things that we do need to change and accepting the things that we can't change, but also doing the things that we can change. And that's by cleaning up our streets and cleaning up America and starting over again. And I do predict, I do feel that Trump would be a very good president, just only because he knows so much about business, and that the United States should be run like a business. You know, anybody that's never run into business, I think, just my opinion, I think it should be run like a business. And I think, for the most part, he's going to do great for America, just the fact that he knows how to speak truth. He's not afraid to speak. He runs things like a business, and he's very smart when it comes to money. And, you know, he's going to do a lot more than what a lot of other people we've had in there that's really going to help out, I think. So I really hope that people will open up their minds this year to the spirit of the possibilities of whoever gets in there, that there will be changes that will transcend or transform. Is there anything you want to share with that, Roy?
Well, I just wanted to share that from what I've observed, you know, every state that he's gone into, you know, he's putting together some pretty good-sized groups, you know, anywhere from 20 to 30,000 people, you know, have gone to his, you know, speeches and gone there, you know, to support him, you know, and what he's doing. And I, you know, I agree. I think, you know, it's time for change now. Whatever worked in the past is not working now. And now is the time where we need to, you know, put the right person, you know, in the presidency and to help, you know, to get things on the right path. Main thing is, if we don't, then we're headed, you know, for a dead-end road. And no matter, you know, and a lot of people are not going to be happy when they get on that road. I mean, people are so used to, you know, the kind of lives that they're living now with their families and the kind of income they're making and the kind of jobs. All that's going to come to a screeching halt. But we can make it happen again by putting the right person in there, developing, you know, more business, more jobs, more research, everything, you know, that's made America strong. And again, you know, Donald Trump, you know, wouldn't have what he has if he didn't know how to run a business. I just wanted to share that. Anything else?
Well, that's very true, you know, and he probably wouldn't have what he had today if he didn't have so many people, voters, where he's almost like, you know, in the head of the polls, you know. I mean, yeah, sure, you have Hillary Clinton. She's been in there for years, and it's to be expected that she basically has more leverage than Trump, just the fact that she's, you know, so connected, almost become like family. But it's to be expected that she'll get up there in the polls. But, you know, I'm really hoping that Trump will shoot the breeze, because honestly, I think, you know, like you said, we really do need to be run like a business. And Trump really does know a lot about business. And there's not a lot of presidents that we've had that have run everything like a business, except, you know, like John F. Kennedy and Abraham. I mean, it's just been such a long time since we've had a good president, I think, honestly. That's my opinion.
Well, the last person who wanted to run for president, that was Ron Paul, and he spoke a lot of truth also.
Oh, yeah, Ron Paul was great, yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people looked at him because of his age, you know, as not, you know, being all there, you know. They tried to use his age against him. And the main thing is we need somebody in there that's willing to stand up and fight, you know, for all of us.
Be strong. Right, they have to be strong.
Yeah, they have to be strong. And they can't be bullied, you know, by these other influences. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what better way than to have somebody like Bill Gates in there, somebody that really knows how to run a business, you know, and really knows how to manage money. And that's what the United States is about. It's all about money anyway. So why not have a president that knows how to run money? So anyways, we do have a lot of callers on the line, but we don't have a whole lot of time. Let's get to the callers, Roy, starting at the number from the 252. Please state your name and your question. Where you're calling from for Roy and Adrian. Hello, 252. 252, you're on the air. Okay, let's go to the 702. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
How you doing?
And what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Craig, and I'm from Indianapolis.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can I and Adrian help you tonight?
My question is in regards to employment. I just moved here from Nevada. And me and my fiance would like to leave Indianapolis and move back out west. And I just want to know, did you possibly see that happening?
Did you want to go first, Roy?
Yeah, just 1 minute. Let me check the cards right now.
Okay.
Main thing is, what has happened in your past that hasn't been working for you?
In regards to?
You know, finding the kind of job that you want, you know, the kind of area that you want to live.
It's not really been a problem, I would say. It's just, for me, it's just finding the right fit.
Okay.
And that probably requires more education and whatnot.
Have you ever been here to the West before, or would this be your first time?
I just moved from Nevada.
Oh, you had just moved from Nevada.
Yeah.
Okay. And now do you want to go back east?
Oh, I live in Indianapolis now. I would like to go back to the West.
So you would like to go back to the West. And because I just pulled a card for you, and it's saying that you're having some trust issues. Is there something that might have happened while you were in Nevada?
I left Nevada because I was let go of a job due to budget issues. And so, yeah.
Now, as for the kind of work that you'll be doing, will you be doing the same kind of work, or are you looking into a whole different field of work?
I'll be doing the same kind of work.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is that you need to, you know, be a little more creative, you know. You decide this is what you really desire, you know, and it's almost like going into the unknown, you know. Once you get past fear, then it's really not fear, you know, and start getting more of a clear vision of what is going on. Yeah. Yeah. Have you been making plans? Have you started? What have you done so far to make this happen?
Well, of course, I put in applications, and I have done so within the last 2 months.
Okay, and have you received anybody that, or any contacts? Yeah.
I've received plenty of contacts, it's just that I was not selected.
Yeah. Main thing is a lot of, you know, where what holds a lot of people back is that, you know, going into the unknown again, and you need to find out what fear is holding you back. Once you get past that fear, then that's when you'll find that everything will fall into place for you. And it could be, you know, even a lot better, you know, situation for you than what you've, you know, been experiencing. What kind, are you into any kind of acting or anything like that?
No.
No? Because I'm seeing, you know, that have you done any acting in your past?
No, it's not an interest of mine.
Okay, and what are your interests?
Teaching, that's it.
Teaching?
Pretty much.
Okay, and you know, in a lot of ways, teaching, you know, has a lot to do with acting, because you're expressing yourself, you know, you're, you know, being creative, you're, you know, keeping, you know, your audience, you know, attention. Because this could even be some seminars, you know, that are coming up also in your future. Have you done a seminar before? Hello.
Looks like we lost the caller. Let's go to our next caller from the 510 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Adrian. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing
this
good.
This is Tasha. Roy, she's the psychic I was telling you about.
Oh, okay. It's really nice to meet you, Adrian, mentioning, you know, some of the things that, a couple of the things, you know, that you had had talked to Adrian about.
Mm-hmm.
And, it caught both of our interests, you know. But again, you know, that's what we do anyway, you know, we're, you know, in the divination. And
mm-hmm.
And how are you today?
I'm doing good. I wanted to see what you pick up on how he felt after I had sent that text to him, because I hope I didn't scare him.
Well, I read your email, Tasha, and it looked like you did the right thing. I'm glad that you did that. And I think that he's going to be a little bit frightened, but the fear is going to push him in a good direction, because it's going to keep him out of harm's way. It's what my guys are telling me.
Okay.
And I also followed your advice, and I also got that home test, by the way. So we'll see what Spirit has in store. I was telling my father some of the things that we discussed, and he's actually quite blown away from some of the things that I picked up about your boyfriend and about the spirit that came through, and some of the things that you picked up as well.
Okay. So is his mom happy that I did go forward and push the message to him that she wanted, how she wanted it?
Yeah, she did. And I think she's able to cross over now, actually, because she got the message through, and you follow through, and that's what you were supposed to do.
Oh. So do you know when I would hear from him?
You'll probably hear from him in about 2 or 3 days.
Oh, okay. Okay. Like I told him after I put that text, I told him because some just said step back, and I told him I'll hear from. I'll text you next weekend.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you have the courage to let him know that, because that wasn't very important for him to know from his mother, you know.
Mm-hmm. Because today I went to like a metaphysical store, bought me some new tarot cards. Have you ever heard of the dowsing rod?
I have, yes. I use dowsing rods.
Oh, okay. Because I had ordered me one, and I bought a pendulum, and I had bought some protection candle for me and Sean.
Uh-huh.
I had it's white and pink, and I had the metaphysical store put like the glitter in it and oil.
Good. Good.
So is it okay for me to light it? Or show
yeah,
me?
And you're
because
also,
I know that. Okay.
You're also welcome to do one for me as well for protection, you know.
Okay. Yeah, because I wanted to protect me and Sean together. Mm-hmm. I was like, some just told me to go ahead and do it.
Good. Well, you're definitely on the right track. I'm glad his mother's spirit came to me to let me to validate that. It was very powerful.
So when is the eclipse?
I'm sorry?
Do you know when the eclipse is supposed to be coming up?
I can't hear you.
I was asking, do you know when the eclipse is coming up? Like, what date?
Do you know when the eclipse is coming up, Dad?
No, I'm not. I don't have a chart on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll look that online. Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't want to mess up with me starting the candles tonight and the eclipse come up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you guys. I'll just listen in because I know other people are waiting.
I just wanted to share something.
Okay.
You were speaking, I pulled the card. Have you ever heard of the shadow cards?
I heard of it, but I don't know what it means.
What it is, it helps to balance the left and the right brain, and then it starts, you know, revealing information. You know, what the truth is, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, the card that I pulled is called the skeleton in the purple robe.
Okay.
And it says when this card comes up, it means the death of something. Number one, dressing up something that is dead. Number three, skeletons out of the closet. Number four, how can I lay these bones to rest?
Oh, his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mom.
Okay.
So now she's finally at peace. She's at rest.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting that card would bring up this information.
And it's like another validation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like for his mom and for me, my grandmother had, she had passed away in February. She's finally at rest. She's at peace.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting that her spirit would come to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then over the top of the picture of the skeleton with the purple robe, it says commune. And what do you get from commune?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the work that still has to be done or is in progress of being done right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you know when his divorce will be finalized?
Nathan, what do you get in?
What's he asked?
When the divorce will be finalized?
Oh, April. Probably around April 4th or 5th.
Oh, wow. Because his birthday is on April 27th.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yep. And you'll get to spend time on his birthday, too, with him, so.
Oh, yay. I want to spend night with him, but that's on a work day. But if I can take that day off, though.
Yeah, you two are going to have a lot of fun.
Okay. Thank you.
No. Thank you.
When do you see me getting pregnant by him? Is it this month or is it further in the year? Like what month?
Say that again. You're some background noise.
Oh. I want to know, when do you see me end up being pregnant by him? Is it in the month of April, or is it towards the end of the year, like what month?
It will be sometime about close to the end of April.
Okay. So that's like his birthday, around, like on his birthday or after his birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know. I do see you guys moving into a house together. And around June time, I think, as we're coming into the spring. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, into the summer. That's when summer starts, June.
Yeah.
Okay.
And today is actually the first day of spring. No,
oh,
I mean not
is?
Today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just going to continue to keep listening in.
Thank you for calling.
Right.
I'll give you a buzz after the show. How's that?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller from the 805. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. You're talking
Hi.
To Roy and Adrian. How can we help you?
Hi, Roy. Hi, Adrian.
Hi.
I'd like to go for relationships. Hi. If the relationship's coming in for me, I'd like to get married one day. I have been in long-term relationships, but I've never been married. But it's something I'd like right now, this time in my life.
Are you currently seeing somebody?
No.
Okay, the reason why I asked, because there's a David coming in.
Oh. Oh,
do you know a guy
okay.
not, the name is David?
Mm-mm. Maybe I just haven't met him yet, right?
No, but his name is David. That's
oh, okay.
what they're telling me.
Wow.
He's kind of, oh, it's interesting. He's kind of a house designer, designs for homes. And
oh,
it's
okay.
like real estate comes to me, like he's into real estate.
Okay.
Oh, it's interesting. He used to, I'm getting that he used to fly airplanes, too.
Oh.
I see him flying planes and jets and things like that. Maybe he was,
oh.
I don't know if he was in the military or if there's a military connection or that he just, that was one of his hobbies. He used to fly planes. He was a pilot.
Cool.
He has many gifts, many talents, abilities. He's very artistic. Did you just currently lose an animal?
No.
Because I'm seeing an animal. Somebody lost an animal.
I'm trying to think. Who lost one? No, I don't know anyone offhand.
Do you live in a neighborhood?
Yeah, I live in a neighborhood in an apartment.
Okay, somebody's going to knock on your door and tell you that they've lost their cat.
Okay, my neighbor has a cat.
Yeah, somebody lost their cat. They're going to knock on your door. I don't know if it's tonight or... But that's confirmation to let you know that what I'm telling you about this man is true.
Oh, good.
That's what my guys wanted me to tell them.
Will this go into marriage, do you think, him and I?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's what I want. A marriage.
Good.
Wonderful.
And
my...
he's into real estate. He's into all kinds of different things. He definitely loves to travel. He's a travel person.
Me too.
So you'll get to travel with him. He makes good money. He's kind of a handyman.
Wow.
Really good on computers. Great. I think he was also an engineer too. He's very hard to read, though. Like, I'm picking up that he's very hard to read. That he's not because he holds secrets, just because he's very boxed off. Like, I see his big box, and he's very hard to read.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting, because I pulled the card, and it tells about a computer. And that he was in, that he's in the computer programming.
There you go.
Oh, duh. Wow,
yeah.
He sure is into a lot of things.
And also, this is going to be good for you because it's going to be like a rejuvenation for you.
Yeah.
And whatever, didn't work in the past will now, work for you in the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Will I meet him in my town, do you think?
Yeah, it'll be in your neighborhood.
Oh, good. That's nice, because I wanted to meet someone that lives in my town, It's too hard. Long-distance relationships are very difficult.
Do you like to go to movies? Do you like to go to movies?
I do, yeah.
This guy's a movie fan.
Oh, good. Oh, how
mm-hmm.
fun.
You guys spending time at movies.
Oh, Oh, good. I'm just starting to join these different meetup groups. So, you know, I might meet them that way in one of these meetup groups. One is on meditation and self-realization.
I think that could be it.
Monk teaches it. Yeah.
Is there a lot of trees in your area?
Yes.
Because what my guides would tell me that you need to be a little bit more grounded. And the best way to ground yourself is to, you know, on a nice warm day, is to lean up against a tree and, you know, read a book or just meditate, you know, while, you know, while you're by yourself and...
Yeah.
And clear your mind and allow yourself to, you know, for the universe to manifest, you know, whatever these desires that you want.
Do you have a sister?
I have three sisters. I'm at one of my sister's house right now.
Well, the reason why I say that, because your sister is even going to meet him.
Oh.
I see them shaking
hands. I have a sister. I have a sister that lives in my town.
Well, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, that's the sister then. Yeah.
That's the one I'm seeing.
Younger.
Yeah. Is she dark haired?
I would say dark hair. Yeah. Brown.
Yeah, brown. That's what I see her. I actually see her shaking hands with him. For some reason.
Oh, my gosh. Huh.
Yeah. She's
well,
a fun person,
cool.
Your sister.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Very upbeat and fun. Yeah.
Yeah, very upbeat and fun, open.
Yes.
She likes to hang out and do things, you know, like she likes to go do things, but she's a
yes.
kind of an outdoor person.
Uh-huh, yeah. She's always taking walks outside and riding her moped outside, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Dee. Her
wears sunglasses.
Hmm.
It's here with sunglasses
what?
On.
Oh. I'm so excited about this man coming into my life because it's been like 7 years since I've been with somebody that, you know, I really wanted to continue a relationship with. I was kind of isolated. So this is good.
Yeah, I kind of see that you were isolated. It's time for you to get out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If anybody were to read your tarot, you'd probably get the tower, and the tower what means to get out of your... of isolation. It's time to get out and start meeting people.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't have a very good car before, and I met my sisters now, and they're selling me their car for a very, very good price, and so I'm going to have a nice, reliable car now, so
good.
I'm happy about that.
Good.
That'll make a difference. A safer car, you know? Do you see the
and
finances
I hope you like dogs
better?
Too.
Oh,
this
I'm not
guy,
working.
He's a dog lover.
Oh, good. Oh, I'd love to have a dog.
Yeah.
I just can't have one where I'm at.
Yeah, he
but,
has a dog.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, it's fun to
yeah.
go to the beach with a dog. I did that yesterday. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he has a dog. Wow. Oh, my gosh. So we'll
he's
probably start out as friends. Oh, good. So we'll probably start out as friends, good friends, and then it'll go into more committed, huh?
Yep. That's usually how it ends. You know, it'll go into more committed as you spend more time with him. And
yeah.
you guys will share stories about his childhood. I see his childhood. I'm trying to tune into his childhood. He kind of lived out in the country.
Oh.
He's a country boy person. I see horses. I see I see a I see like a barn.
Oh wow.
His father has passed away. I think his mother and father has already passed away.
Oh, mine too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine have too.
I think that's why they're giving me the message. Like his father and mother are coming through the veil real strong.
Oh.
They died of old age.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's what my dad did. He died of old age.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he was 88. My mother was 60, though. That was way too young.
Wow. When did your mother die of?
Kidney cancer, and then it spread throughout the whole body. Oh.
No.
It was awful.
Well, your mother has passed on. However, his parents have not yet passed on. They're still around.
Oh, they're still around. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, your mother's passed on, though.
What, his mother has?
Your mother.
Oh, my mother's gone. My dad's gone. Yeah, like you said, they're both gone. Yeah. Yeah.
But his parents are still around.
That's amazing. Wow, longevity, huh?
Mm-hmm. He's holding on to them. It's like he's holding on to the memories. That's why it's showing me all the memories, like, of his childhood.
Oh.
He had a good childhood, though.
Had a good childhood?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why he's so hard to read to is because he's very analytical.
Oh.
It's like he's open to the spiritual, but yet he's not open to a lot of the spiritual. He's more into the science aspect, like the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess opposites attract sometimes, huh?
It's true. And, you know, and you might be able to, maybe that's why you were meant to come into his life, is to open him up, his mind.
Yeah.
Open up his mind to other possibilities of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could bring him to the spiritual church, things like that.
Do you attend to, like, inner light centers and stuff like that, like metaphysical centers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he needs.
Oh, okay, good.
That's what he's searching out.
And I meditate every day, and, yeah, I walk at the beach every day. I walk in the water,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
I like, being real connection to me, yeah. Being in that nature is good. But it's true. I have been a little bit not grounded. I bought a money order and I walked home, brought it home, and I took it out of my purse. And then a couple minutes later, I thought I lost it on the way. So I had to go back to the bank, all this paperwork. Oh, my gosh. And it was from not being grounded. I wasn't grounded.
Well, keep a stone on you.
Huh?
So keep some stones in your purse or something.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, because, whoa, that little bit of panic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ridiculous, you know? But,
you know, when things are under control, it usually means you're not grounded.
Oh, yeah.
Usually when your life is out of control, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because if you think about it logically, we're like driving around, don't even know where we're going half of the time.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, we're in a trance.
Uh huh.
Because we're so busy in life, we don't think about the small things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when something drastic happens, that's when it slows us down,
oh.
you know, to our health and our families. And we think about all the smaller things, not the bigger things, you know, in life.
Mm-hmm.
We look at all the details of our life, you know, like our life review.
Yeah. A life review. Yeah. Do you see the finances with me getting better?
I do when you meet this guy.
Okay, good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice.
Yep, he has money.
Oh, good. Okay. Then I have a nice car. I have to pay $100 a month. But that's better than taking, you know, I couldn't get a loan or anything. So this was good. You know, I have a nice car now. So that'll be good.
Yeah, and don't feel like you're taking advantage. Just feel like this is the universe rewarding you. This is the universe giving you what you need to sustain yourself,
yeah.
to help yourself. And that's how I look at it when other people come to me, you know, and they say, hey, I want to help you out. I want to clean your fridge out. I want to buy you a new silverware. I want to buy you a bike
yeah.
or I want to buy you a new phone. Or it's not because you're taking advantage. It's because the universe is sending you help. They're sending you a
yeah,
horse. Say you were stranded in the desert
lately.
And sending you a horse, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A camel.
I'm getting that lately. You know? People are doing for me, and it's good because I've always been the one doing for everybody my whole life.
Doing for everybody, right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But
yep.
now it's kind of coming back, so this is nice.
Coming into a full circle.
Yeah. And just, you know, sitting in it and just, you know, reflecting on, oh, I feel so much love. I mean, it's like, wow. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little things and yeah. So that's good. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So three boys.
One boy and one sister.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You had yeah, siblings. That's good.
And she just basically had another baby.
Aww.
And she's gonna be having a boy, a little
wow.
angel boy.
What's her other baby?
It's
What's
a boy.
Her other baby? She's having two boys, so she'll have two boys.
She's having one.
Oh, this is her first?
Yeah.
Her first child. Oh, my gosh. How exciting. Mm-hmm. You're going to be an uncle, huh?
Yep, I will be.
You'll love it. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think she could have any more kids, but we told her. I told her she was going to have a boy, and she did.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, I
yep.
know. My sister is so happy